It's the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, Wednesday morning. I'll look at your traffic coming up in a moment. But first, we travel to the UK. Welcome to SA Global Explorer, proudly brought to you by FNB Private. For advice that's as well-travelled as you, unlock invaluable, help changes everything. FNB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorised FSP and credit provider. Now, Azima is a South African currently based in England. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good, thanks. It's nice to connect with you. Now, tell us about life in the UK. What work do you do?
I am a vet. So I work in veterinary public health. I am currently a lecturer at a vet school, but I don't do the puppies and kittens things. I mainly am involved in farm animals and food safety. So all the things about where your meat comes from and where your food comes from. So the not so nice things like the abattoirs.
I believe you also stay in a smaller town. Where do you stay and how are the people there?
I stay in the West Midlands. It is close to a little town called Shrewsbury. Very much countryside. You end up getting stuck in traffic because of a tractor that's holding up the entire highway. But the people are nice. And I say nice because I think I'm used to South Africans who are just incredibly warm, welcoming, and, you know, we're a special kind of people. So they're nice.
That was going to be my next question. I mean, have you found a community of South Africans to connect with?
I did. When I lived in Scotland, there's a huge community. And I did find it. And mostly all of my South African community friends that I've made within the UK, England, Scotland, is due to rugby. So when it was the World Cup, I joined the rugby club, South African rugby group, and we met through rugby, and I made all my friends by going to watch rugby games. And then there's something else called the Braai Army. So when I went, when South Africa came for their tour in the UK, you know, we had the South African contingency that had our own little parties and everything. So all the friends I made is due to the Springboks.
A lot of people online make fun of British food. Do you think it's fair criticism?
Absolutely. It is awful. It's awful. Really, really bad. Zero spice, deep fried everything. And it's just potatoes on top of potatoes on top of potatoes.
And dare we ask, do you have a favorite British dish?
I do. It's not a traditional, say, British dish that you would cook, but there is a sort of a pie shop, if you want to call it that, called Greg's. And I do love me some Greg's. The sausage roll is great. Any one of their pasties are great. Greg's is just awesome. It's on every corner around England or the UK, and it's decent. It's better than a garage pie, I can assure you.
Azima, our SA Global Explorer in the UK. Thanks for the chat this morning, Azima. We're thinking of you and sending lots of South African love your way.
Thanks, Ryan, and sunshine too, please.
Now, catch SA Global Explorer again next Wednesday on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. It is brought to you by FNB Private. If you've travelled, if you've ever travelled, lived or worked abroad, we want to connect and hear about your experiences. Get to smilefm.co.za and share your stories with us.